Well, last week you had some advice for college graduates, but it was career advice. But this morning, I know you've got financial advice for college graduates. But Jill, I think this could apply to a lot more than just college graduates.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's really anyone who's just starting out their financial journey, right? Because we know that we all get to our places in different ways. So it could be that maybe you got knocked on your keister because you lost a job a few years ago. It could be that you maybe you're coming out of a divorce and rebuilding your financial life. But whatever the situation you find yourself in, when you're starting that journey from scratch, there's a few things that are important. One is to understand how much money is coming in and how much money is going out. And I always laugh about this because people hate this. I'm not saying you have to create a budget. I just want you to know what's coming in and coming out. Just think about any job you have. If you're responsible for managing the budget of an organization or your own team, hey, how much money do I have? What am I spending? This is something that is really the cornerstone of every personal financial goal that you have. So once you know where your money is going, then we have to start dealing with, okay, we know how much money is coming in and coming out. Now we have to confront any debt that we have. So for young graduates, this might mean federal student loans or private student loans. Get your arms around this. Understand the amount of money you owe, the interest rate associated with each of your loans, and the payment terms. Now, if it is a federal loan, most student loans are, go to studentaid.gov and really try to focus on that and make sure that you are clear about what is owed and whether or not you can afford it. If the plan payment is too much, it's like, oh my gosh, I owe $300 a month, but I don't have a job that will pay enough to be able to absorb that, you can consider an income-driven plan. That will reduce your monthly payment amount, but it does extend the term of your loan. Whatever you choose in terms of your payment plan, automate it so you're not late and you don't miss a month. Remember, the government is now reporting late payments to credit agencies, so if you miss a month, you might ding your credit score.
And that's good advice also on the automation because, as you know, when you don't actually have it in the palm of your hand to begin with, you don't miss it as much as if you have to write the check.
That's right. I mean, that's I think, sort of the beauty of, say, a 401k or a retirement account through your employer, that you don't have to get the money, then have that money transfer into a retirement account. It's coming out of your paycheck automatically. So even if you do have debt, and I know for young folks that retirement feels like a world away, but if you start your savings habit early by automatically contributing to your employer plan, especially if there's a match, then just try to do a little bit, 1, 2, 3% to get yourself started. If you don't have access to an employer plan, open a Roth IRA somewhere, you know, it could be at a big house like a Vanguard or a Fidelity. You open it up. You start contributing, you automate it from your savings account, and you get yourself going. Again, a little bit, just a tiny bit today, will pay off in the future.
And I know also you talk about creating a little bit of a safety net for yourself, too.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those pieces of advice that seems really boring when everything is good and vital when everything is bad. So, you know, let me take the clock back to just the beginning of April when people were freaking out that the stock market was rolling over and people said would call me up and say, oh, my God, I have no buffer. I have no ability to, you know, if something bad were to happen, I need a little bit of cash. Well, that safety net is something that we encourage people to create from the very beginning point in their career. You want to try to accumulate enough money to cover 6 to 12 months of your living expenses in a high-yield savings or a money market account or a short-term certificate of deposit. Usually, those high-interest rates are most commonly found at online institutions. You can go to an aggregator site like depositaccounts.com or bankrate.com, and you'll see there's a menu for you. But, you know, really, if you think about it, three basic things that you need to consider. One is paying down debt. Two is establishing your emergency reserve. Three is starting to contribute to retirement. If you do those three things as you begin your financial journey, I think you're going to be really happy you did that.
And I know one other thing you also mentioned was beginning to build that credit wisely.
Yeah, I mean, it's very funny because if you'll notice, there's a lot of young folks who come out of college and they may have credit they've extended to them maybe because they have like an emergency credit card from their parents. But if you're the kind of person who comes out of college and the only thing you've ever used is a debit card, you are not building credit with a debit card. So what builds credit is your ability to pay bills on time. So what you want to make sure you're doing is paying those, maybe those student loans, those installment loans off. You may want to apply for a very low limit credit card. Make sure you pay that bill off every night, every month. And also just pay your utility bills on time. If you want to check out what's going on in your credit, you should go to annualcreditreport.com, and you may see an error. You've got to go and try to get that wiped away. And again, the earlier you do this, once a year, annualcreditreport.com, if you get rid of those errors today, it's a lot easier to deal with rather than you come back 15 years later and say, what? I don't remember ever getting a Home Depot credit card. And then you've got to fix it in the aftermath.
And finally, Jill, this morning, any reports we'll be looking at this week?
Well, I think that what's going to be interesting from the perspective of how we, the consumer, are doing, we're going to look at the reports from Target and Home Depot and Lowe's. And I think that, you know, last week we did see that consumers were slowing down a little bit in their retail sales, a little bit of sentiment dip. But it really does mean that we have to focus on what people are actually doing day to day, not just how they are feeling. So we're going to keep an eye on that. And, we're going to head into a long weekend. A week from today, the markets will be closed for Memorial Day weekend. And I think a lot of people will be happy to sort of take that breather. But for most people, again, if you focus on your own financial journey, you kind of drown out a little bit of that noise. I think you're going to be happier that you did. And, you know, also for young folks, I know a lot of people will send me screenshots of a finfluencer, maybe someone on TikTok or Instagram giving financial advice. So often I look at that and I say, this person has no credentials. Why are you listening to them? And it's like, well, just because someone's cute doesn't mean you should listen to them, even though I'm cute and you should listen to them.
We always listen to you, Jill. Thank you so much. As always, we'll talk to you again soon.
Take care.